This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. BJP releases first list of 88 candidates for Assam Assembly elections. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma to contest from Jalukbari constituency. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma briefs Governor C.H. Vijayashankar on prevailing situation in Garo Hills region. Night curfew to continue in West Garo Hills district of Meghalaya. And active cadres of two different insurgent groups and three drug peddlers arrested in Manipur. The news in detail. The ruling Bharatiya Janata Party yesterday released its first list of 88 candidates for the Assam Assembly elections. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will contest from the Jalukbari constituency. Former Lok Sabha MP Rajdeep Roy will fight from Silchar, while sitting Rajya Sabha MP Rameshwar Teli has been fielded from the Duliajan seat. Former state BJP President Ranjit Kumar Das will contest from Bhawanipur Sobhog seat, and Speaker in the present Assembly Biswajit Daimari will fight from Tumulpur constituency. Assam will vote for Assembly polls on the 9th April in a single phase. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma briefed Governor C.H. Vijayashankar yesterday on the prevailing situation in the Garo Hills region. The Chief Minister, along with his deputy in charge home, Preston Tinsong, had a meeting with the governor in the Lok Bhavan in Shillong. Responding to media queries, the chief minister said that the situation in the West Garo Hills was gradually returning to normal, with the incidence of violence having come down. However, there are reports of stray incidents, Mr. Sangma said, adding that the police were on the job to nab those indulging in breaking the law. Deputy Commissioner Vibhor Agarwal chaired a high-level meeting yesterday to review the security situation in West Garo Hills district, focusing on coordination between administration, police and central forces and preparedness for the upcoming Eid festival. The meeting was attended by senior officials, including Superintendent of Police Abraham T. Sangma and representatives from various security forces. The DC emphasized maintaining peace and ensuring adequate security arrangements to prevent untoward incidents during the festive period. Magistrates have been deployed in sensitive areas to maintain law and order. Meanwhile, night curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. will continue across the district. The Congress yesterday released another list of candidates for the upcoming Assam Assembly elections, naming 22 nominees across key constituencies in the state. The All India Congress Committee informed that the Central Election Committee has approved candidates for seats spread across Lower Assam, Boroland Territorial Region, Upper Assam and Barak Valley. The Assam Assembly elections are expected to witness a multi-cornered contest, with the Congress aiming to regain lost ground against the ruling BJP-led alliance. The BJP yesterday handed over its party ticket to Dau Chier I. Imchen for the upcoming Koridang Assembly constituency by election under Mokokchung District. The ticket was presented at the BJP Mokokchung District Office by Nagaland State BJP President Benjamin Yepthomi in the presence of party leaders. The nomination of Dau Chier I. Imchen signals the BJP's intent to retain the Koridang seat. He is the son of Imkong L. Imchen, a veteran leader who represented the constituency for nearly 25 years and was serving as a BJP legislator in the PDA government at the time of his demise. In a major move to accelerate the state's fight against substance abuse, the Mizoram government has handed over the management of the Jordan Center, one of the state's largest rehabilitation centers, to Mizoram Presbyterian Church. The formalization of this partnership took place on Wednesday at the office of the Social Welfare, Women and Child Development Minister Lalrin Pui. Both parties signed a memorandum of agreement which outlines a strategic 15-year roadmap. It is aimed at transforming the centre located at Sethon in Kolasib district near Assam boundary into a premier hub for recovery. The Mizoram Synod will take full operational control for an initial period of 15 years. The state government has committed an annual grant in aid of 50 lakh rupees. A 7-day training program on bamboo and cane craft for tribal women concluded yesterday at the Kauai School Inspectorate Office. The workshop was organized with the support of the Union Ministry of Culture and the Information and Cultural Affairs Department of the Tripura government. A total of 30 tribal women participated in the camp, where they received free training on making of a variety of items using bamboo and cane. The program aimed at enhancing skills and promoting self-employment among the women from indigenous communities. Tripura's Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs Minister Sushanto Chaudhary informed the Assembly yesterday that there is no shortage of LPG or fuel in the state. The minister assured that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG cylinders and other petroleum products remains uninterrupted across the state. The government has strengthened its monitoring mechanism to ensure continuous availability of fuel and essential commodities, along with price stability. To prevent black marketing, the government is closely monitoring LPG availability and pricing at the district level. Strict vigilance is also being maintained to stop hoarding by dealers. The National Investigation Agency has filed charges against three cadres of the proscribed People's Liberation Army terrorist organization in the Assam Rifles truck ambush case. Two personnel of the paramilitary force were killed in the ambush in Manipur last year. The charge sheet was filed before the NIA Special Court at Imphal yesterday. The attack on the 33 Assam Rifles truck took place at Nambol Sebal Leikai in Bishnupur area of Manipur in September 2025. NIA investigations have revealed that on the day of the attack, PLA cadres armed with prohibited firearms and explosive substances had gathered at the Nambol Sebal Leikai crossing and ambushed the truck. In Manipur, three active cadres of two different insurgent groups and three drug peddlers were arrested during search operation conducted over the last 2 days. Two active cadres of KCP PWG, including a woman, were arrested from different locations of Imphal East District, while a cadre of PRIPAK was arrested from Thobal District. The security forces also arrested three drug peddlers from different locations during search operations in the state. All the arrested underground cadres and drug peddlers were handed over to the police for further investigation. The Sikkim International Film Festival began in Gangtok yesterday and will continue up to the 22nd of this month. Governor Om Prakash Mathur and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang were present at the inaugural function. Three notable filmmakers, Tribeni Rai, Prashant Raseli and Samthan Bhutia, were felicitated by the Chief Minister. The government of Meghalaya, in partnership with UNICEF India and the Centre for Policy, yesterday launched the Young People's Action Group at a curtain-raiser event in Shillong under the Meghalaya Multisectoral Programme for Adolescent Wellbeing, Empowerment and Resilience Initiative. Supported by the World Bank, it aims to strengthen the well-being, agency and future readiness of Meghalaya's adolescents through a multisectoral approach. It is aligned with the Meghalaya Youth Policy 2021 and aims to strengthen youth leadership, civic participation and environmental responsibility by building capacities in policy understanding, research, advocacy and leadership among young people. The initiative creates a structured platform for youth to move beyond consultation and actively co-create solutions across key sectors. These include climate resilience, health, education and community well-being, with a focus on inclusion of rural, tribal and vulnerable communities. And the Vice President, C.P. Radhakrishnan, has emphasized the importance of early education, stressing that it is important to shape them into responsible and capable individuals. He said this after inaugurating the Golden Jubilee building of a school in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that good individuals build a good society which builds a great nation. Underscoring the vital role of educators, the Vice President said that teachers are instrumental in shaping the character and confidence of students, and the contribution to society is invaluable. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.